If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Farrell on the bench on a Tuesday, coming off the home run derby last night in hot town Atlanta. How about Mariners star and home run leader Cal Raleigh? He leads the majors in dingers. He became the first catcher to win the All-Star Home Run Derby as he beat Rays infielder Junior Caminero in the final last night. Raleigh hit 18 home runs to Caminero's 15 in the final. Raleigh, known as the Big Dumper, joins Ken Griffey Jr. as the only two Mariners to win the event. He said, usually the guy that's leading the league in homers doesn't win the whole thing. That's as surprising to me as anybody else. Raleigh was pitched to by his dad, Todd, the former coach of Tennessee and Western Carolina. And Raleigh's younger brother, Todd, did the catching. Anybody that's ever played baseball as a kid dreams of stuff like this. Cal's dad said, I dreamed of it. He dreamed of it. When you're a parent, you look at it differently because you want your kids to be happy. Raleigh was almost eliminated in round one when he and A's outfielder Brent Rooker tied with 17 homers. But the M slugger won the tiebreaker by the slimmest of margins as his longest home run traveled 470.6 feet to Rooker's 470.5. Raleigh said, an inch off and I'm not even in the final four, which is amazing. So I guess I got lucky there. One extra biscuit. He totaled 54 homers on the night. His brother, nicknamed T, kept yelling encouragement to his brother that he admires. T Jr. said his swag, the way he plays, the way he hustles. Caminero, Raleigh, O'Neill, Cruz Missile, and Byron Buxton advanced past a round one that featured the lowest total in over a decade after Jazz Chisholm hit only three home runs. They were booing him. He said, it was fun. I had a lot of fun. I enjoyed every second of it. You can ask for nothing better than that feeling. I'm still an all-star. I still hit in the home run derby. Who could ask for a better experience than that? Cruz of the Pirates produced the highlight of the first round when he blasted a 513-foot shot, the longest of the night. He's the sixth player in Derby homer history of 500-plus feet to hit one that far. Since StatCast started tracking it in 2016, he's only the second to do so outside of Coors Field. Cruz averaged 447 feet in round one but got beat by Raleigh in the semis when Raleigh hit 19 homers. He wowed the crowd when he hit left-handed and right-handed during the first round, blasting 10 from the left side and another 7 from the right. He's the first switch hitter to win the contest. Rooker expressed confusion over his final moments in round one when each player was given 40 pitchers in 3 minutes to hit homers. Rooker said, they told me before I went up there that I could take two pitches, but I didn't know when they told me that there were only 40 balls already in the crate. So I took two pitches that didn't count. But when we went to do the round, there was only 38 remaining. So we got down to having two pitches with 5 seconds left and they're out of baseballs. It was a drag. Cal Raleigh, the favorite, wins the home run derby. The game itself is tonight, Scooble against Skeens, the American against the National, 8 o'clock on Fox. The National League is favored, minus 115 at Truist Park in Atlanta. I just wanted to give you a look at the standings at the break. In the American League East, it's the Jays by 2 over the Yankees, 3 over the Red Sox. Rays are 5.5 back. In the Central, it's the Tigers coming off the sweep that they lost to Seattle at home. They have an 11.5 game lead over the Twins. The Royals and Guardians are 12 back. In the West, it's the Astros by 5 over Seattle. Texas is 8.5 deep. The Angels, 9 back. The A's are toast. In the National League, the Phillies lead by a half game over the Mets in the East. And then Miami's 10.5 back. In the Central, it's the Cubs by a game over the Brewers. The Cards are 6.5 deep. Reds, 7.5. Pirates finished. In the West, it's the Dodgers by 5.5 over the Padres, 6 over the Giants, 11 over the D-backs. Look for them to sell at the deadline. And the Rockies, 35.5 games back. That's crazy. As for the wild cards, in the AL, it's the Yankees, Red Sox, and Mariners. The Yankees have a 2-game lead over the Red Sox and the Mariners. All right, so in the National League, it's the Brewers. They have a 4-game cushion. The Mets are 2.5 back. The Padres have the last spot by a half game over the Giants, 1.5 over the Cards, 2.5 over the Reds, and the D-backs are 5.5 back. Going back to the American League, the Rays are 1.5 back of the Mariners for the last spot. Texas is 3.5 back. Twins and Angels, 4 back. Royals and Guardians are 4.5 back. So none of those teams are done. So Friday, when they get back to playing, the Red Sox will be at Wrigley against the Cubs. That's a day game at 2:20 East. And then the White Sox play at the Pirates. Angels are in Philadelphia. Padres and Nats in D.C. The Giants are in Toronto. The Reds and Mets at Citi Field. Royals and Marlins down in South F.L.A. with all of that gorgeous honk, honk, honk. The A's and Guardians are in Cleveland. The Yankees go to Atlanta. Orioles are in Tampa against the Rays. Tigers and Rangers at Globe and Arlington. Twins and Rockies start up a set at Coors. Cards and D-backs in the desert. The Astros are in Seattle. And the Brewers start up a huge series with the Dodgers in Lipstick City. One other baseball note. Rays owner Stu Sternberg is selling the team for $1.7 billion to a group led by Florida developer Patrick Zalupski. Those reports came out. We knew they were selling the team. Now we know who's buying the team and that it's going down. The deal is going to be closed as early as September, and we'll keep the franchise in the area. This guy builds homes in Jacksonville. He'll have a preference to land in Tampa, though, rather than St. Petersburg when it comes to moving forward with the franchise. Sternberg bought the Rays in 2004 for $200 million. He's the founder, president, and CEO of Dreamfinders, Zalupski. It's a home building company. They were founded in December of 2008 and closed on 27 homes in Jacksonville the following year. Now, their footprint is all over the U.S. Dreamfinders has closed on more than 31,000 homes since its founding. He's also a member of the board of trustees at UF in Gainesville. The new ownership group also includes the CEO of Union Home Mortgage and a guy that is the owner of Akron Rubber Ducks and Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, both minor league teams. A year ago, Sternberg had a deal in place to build a new stadium in the historic gas plant district. And it's a recreational, retail, and residential district in St. Pete to replace the Trop. But Hurricane Milton shredded the roof of the stadium last October, forcing the Rays into a temporary home. Of course, they're playing at Steinbrenner Field, the Yankees' spring training home in Tampa. Manfred and other owners began in March to privately push Sternberg to sell the team. It's unclear what Zalupski's group, if they go through with the purchase and it's approved by owners, will do for a permanent stadium. The Rays, like I said, playing at Steinbrenner. And obviously, they're going on the road in the second half for almost a month straight. And that is going to catch up with them as far as I'm concerned. I don't think you can play that many games on the road, living in hotels and planes and buses and whatever. It's one thing to go on a 9-game trip or a 6-game trip or whatever. But to go on a month-long trip, I think it's going to catch up with the Rays. We'll see if that goes down or not in terms of success or failure with their schedule. They had to play all these games on the road because it rains so much in South Florida in the summer. It rains every day. I mean, it'll rain all day, or it'll rain half the day, or it'll rain in the afternoon, and it rains at night, and it just is the rainy season and the hurricane season, so the weather's terrible, so they can't play home games. That's why they played so many games at home the first half of the season, and now it's pain day. They got to play all these games away from Steinbrenner and on the streets. I want to do Summer League now. The Hawks beat the Rockets in overtime, 111-108. Kobe Bufkin had 25 to lead the Hawks. It was a great game. It went to overtime. Arms had 24 for the Rockets. And Malik Wilson added 22. But Atlanta gets it done in the extra session. I don't know if you saw that dunk by the Pacers' Johnny Furphy last night, but it's everywhere. It's viral. It was an absolute hammer, throwdown, windmill jam. A real beauty. Too bad the Pacers lost. 114-105 to the Bulls. Bucellis had 28 points to lead Chicago. The Hornets blew out the Mavericks, 87-69. The Hornets are 3-0. Knepel, the kid from Duke, had 16-10, the double-double. The Heat beat the Celtics 196. Khalil Ware, the Hoosier, had 21-15, a sweet double-double for him. What a game, overtime between the Spurs and Jazz. I watched it. It was crazy. 93-91, the Spurs win it. Filipowski had 35, including 5 threes for the Jazz, who are still winless in Vegas in the Summer League. And then on the winning side, the guy Riley Minix hit a corner J with no time left to win it for the Spurs. Elsewhere, the Kings blew out the Suns, 94-76. Clifford had 19 for Sacktown. And the Clippers, Miller had 19-7. They beat the Lakers 67-58. Bronny James had 17-5-5. He looked pretty good for the purple and gold. Let's take a look at the schedule for Tuesday in the Summer League in Sin City, the Megadaha, beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby. 4:30 on NBA TV, it's the Timberwolves and Pistons. Minnesota's laying 3.5, that's at the Thomas and Hack. At 6 at the Cox Pavilion, Nets and Knicks, Brooklyn laying 2.5. Both teams are 0-2. 6:30 on NBA TV, you got the Thunder and Magic. Thunder laying 4.5 at the Thomas and Hack. 8 o'clock, Raptors and Nuggets at the Cox. Toronto's laying 9.5. They're 2-0. Nuggets are 0-2. 8:30 on NBA TV, Sixers and Wizards. Wizards laying 4.5 at the Thomas and Hack. 10 o'clock on ESPN, Blazers and Pelicans. You can watch the Big Tariff, who's just been stealing the headlines. That one's at the Cox. New Orleans laying 1.5. Hanson Yang is the big Chinaman who has absolutely been putting on a show every game. Blazers are 1-1, Pels are 0-2. And finally at 10:30 on NBA TV late night, the capper. It's the Warriors and Grizzlies. They're both 1-1. Memphis laying 1.5. That one's also at the Thomas and Hack. Last night in the WNBA, the Lynx beat the Sky 91-78. Mercury by 1 over the Valkyries, 78-77. Tonight at 8 on ESPN, Fever and Sun. Indiana laying 15.5 at Connecticut. It's at the TD Garden in Boston. 10 o'clock, the nightcap, Mystics and Sparks at the Crypt in Lipstick City. Washington's laying 1.5 there. And finally, we talked about this yesterday on Coast to Coast. Jets wide receiver Garrett Wilson struck oil. How about this guy? He reached an agreement on a four-year, $130 million deal that makes him one of the highest paid receivers in the NFL. The deal includes $90 million guaranteed, the fourth most in a wide receiver's contract. It marks the first time in NFL history that a receiver has received an average over $31 million after playing only three seasons. The $32.5 million average in his new deal is fifth highest amongst receivers. He was drafted 10th overall in 22, had 2 years left on his rookie deal, including his fifth-year option in 26, which was $16.8 million guaranteed. So this contract is huge for the Jets. It locks up a premier star receiver through the 2030 season. And they're also trying to negotiate a new deal for Sauce Gardner, who was drafted fourth overall in 2022. It's the first time under the NFL's current financial system, which went into effect in 2011, that the Jets have extended a former first-round pick in his first year of eligibility after three seasons. The previous one to get extended was defensive tackle Quinnen Williams, who had to wait 4 years. Aaron Glenn is the new coach. Wilson Stokes, he said, I'm hopeful I'm a Jet for life and that we can get this thing rolling and that all of our best days are ahead of us. He posted career highs last season in receptions with 101, receiving yards, over 1,100 yards, and he had seven touchdowns. The guy was great, so they gave him the money, and now he's loaded. Wide receivers making the most money, Chase at $40.3 million, Justin Jefferson, $35 million, CeeDee Lamb, $34 million, DK Metcalf, $33 million, and then Garrett Wilson right there at $32.5 million. A.J. Brown makes $32 million. That's everything you need to know on a Tuesday. We still got you tons of sports, even with really no sports going on. You got the All-Star game tonight. We're live, Pharrell Coast to Coast at 3 to 6 East on Sports Grid TV, the Sports Grid app, and sportsgrid.com/watch. We're also streaming on X at sportsgrid-live. We're on all new smart TVs like TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search Sports Grid on those TVs and you'll find us. We're also on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. We're on radio on Sirius XM channel 159. That's 159. We're also on Sports Byline USA. Make sure you get the Pharrell and the Prophet app. We have been absolutely killing it. How about 45-21 in July? And that was going into last night. I can't even keep track of all the winners because we hit so many and we're making people so much cash. Watch all of the Max Profit Play videos, Profit Play videos, get the Elite Play on the app. There's great shows like Jim Florentine's comedy specials. There's even a new special ed out right now. Go check it out. Sign up. Tell your friends to sign up. It's cheap. You will not regret it. We make more money than anybody, anywhere, handing out winners and cashing tickets. You're good to go with Pharrell and the Profit app. I'll see you today at 3 on C2C. Shag out, ooh, shag out, ooh, shag out, ooh.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.